From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Reading this morning that the 10-year bond's going to be above 2% in the next 3 months in America. What do you reckon?
There's definitely pressure, but we got some inflation data overnight in the US, which suggests that maybe it's not as much as we think. Mike, when we spoke yesterday morning, the Nasdaq was on a tear. It ended up 3.69%. That's a very chunky move. It's holding on to the gains this morning. So maybe that inflation data is helping the share markets a little bit. But the share market world, it's been very volatile time over the last few weeks for what we call tech stocks or growth stocks, which have been battling this thing. We call it a rotation. It's a move away from some of those names, sort of tech stocks, growth stock names, into more value related or cyclical stocks. And that's because they think, you know, the interest rates are going up, but also we're getting a reflation, we're getting a bit of growth creeping in. And the poster child for those growth stocks, Mike, has been what? What is the poster boy?
It is Tesla.
And the move in that share price has underwritten the success of a number of fund managers over 2020. I mean, look, let's just recall, the Tesla share price was around $100 back in March last year before the stratospheric move that saw it hit $900 in January. But in the last few weeks, it's been volatile again, but going in the other direction. It's sold off back under $550. When we spoke, but Mike, yesterday, this crazy share price move from $563 to $673, that is a 19.64% move in one session. What is truly remarkable about this, this is not a penny dreadful. It's not one of those old pink sheet stocks made infamous by Jordan Belfort and the Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, this is a company worth almost 900 billion New Zealand dollars. Quite remarkable. And if you own that stock, your head would be spinning at these changes in valuation. But here's a pop quiz for you, Mike. Pop quiz. Over investors overnight, UBS analysts have put out a piece saying that the winners in the EV space over the next few years will be Tesla and who?
Oh, the Chinese, I would imagine. What are they saying,
that's
GM?
Exactly what I thought, but they're not saying that. They're saying VW, Volkswagen.
Okay. They came out and said the Golf's going to be all electric by 2030 along with everybody else. But, I mean, this is what I can't understand about Tesla, right? So everyone's in EVs now, everyone. And the Chinese, and they're going to do it cheaper than Tesla. How does Tesla justify a share price at that level based on the fact that they will never own the market the way they once wanted to?
Well, it's hard to justify, and the share price moves that you're seeing, these share price moves show that there is a heck of a lot of speculation and a heck of a lot of volatility in that share price. Although things can stay irrational a lot longer than you think, Mike.
Line of the day. We're not spending as much as we were.
Yeah, now, so this is what's called, you're going to, I'm almost afraid to talk about this. This is what we call second-tier data, Mike. It was released yesterday. The reason I'm looking at this is because it gives us a good illustration of what happens when a couple of sort of factual themes play out. So yesterday we talked about the impact on confidence of a change in alert levels, and they took a hit. Yesterday we got the release of retail spending data. So this is electronic card transaction, retail credit and debit card spending, and it fell. Alert levels, though, are probably not the only thing going on here. And I think what you're seeing is the impact of lower levels of tourism as well. So the last 12 months, retail card spending down 8.1%, month on month, 2.5%. This is a lot more than analysts were expecting. Hospo spending was weaker, but everything else was as well. The thing is, Mike, there's two things playing out here that I just want to very quickly get in. You're getting now the real impact of the lack of tourism, but there's a new theme coming into play as well. That's lack of population growth, and we're going to have to factor that in over the course of 2021.
Exactly. Okay, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones up 384 points as we look at it, 32,217, up 1.2%. S&P 500 3904, up 29 points, 0.75%. And the Nasdaq 13,129, up 55 points, 0.42%. Other markets were relatively quiet. FTSE 100, 6725, down 5. The Nikkei 29036, up 8. Shanghai Composite 3357, down 2. The ASX 200 yesterday lost 57 points, 6714. And we got a reprieve on the NZX 50 yesterday, up 107 points, 0.88%, closing at 12,251. On the currency markets, on the wholesale markets, 1 New Zealand dollar, 0.7176 key against the US, 0.9297 Aussie, 0.6030 euro, 0.5164 pounds, 77.89 against the Japanese yen. Gold stable, $1,718.21. And Brent crude also relatively quiet, $67.12.
You're a good bloke and not remotely irrational. Have a good day and we'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.